Well, the purpose of the ride is to honor all victims of gun violence and to unite communities across the nation, whether it's a one traffic light town or a big city, to fight together for common sense, gun violence, gun prevention laws.
Monty, how was the trip?
The trip was wonderful. You know, we did some pretty hard pedaling. Yesterday was a pretty tough day. We did 118 miles with a stiff headwind and a number of flats. But, you know, it's somewhat symbolic of the fight we're in now for stronger gun violence prevention laws. It's going to take all of us pedaling together and working hard and not giving up, and I think together we'll all cross the finish line.
I think I saw a statistic this morning that, what, there's been 44 episodes of gun violence at schools since Sandy Hook. Are you discouraged at all?
Well, I'm discouraged to the extent that, you know, as Congress sits idly by, more Americans are dying. And if Congress would do what many of the states have done, then we could reduce the level of gun violence that currently plagues our nation. So that's discouraging. I'm encouraged by the fact that what we saw on our trip is consistent with the polling data, and that's to say that Americans still overwhelmingly support background checks and a strong trafficking bill. And, you know, it's those types of measures and that steadfast, you know, holding steadfast to those commitments that eventually I think is going to win the day. And Congress will eventually get with the will of the American people.
Where did you stop this time?
Well, we started in Newtown. We stopped in Ridgefield and Greenwich, and then we finished up day one in Harlem. And I mean, being down in Harlem was just electrifying. You know, uniting the urban and suburban communities together on a common cause, it was just so wonderful and heartfelt. And, you know, I think that's what's going to make the difference here when Congress sees that all of America is together, and it doesn't matter where you're from or what race you are or what religion you practice. We're all in this together, and we're all going to create this movement in order to make our kids safer.
You stopped in Harlem. You stopped in Baltimore. You stopped in Morristown, New Jersey. Towns that all kind of have a history of some sort of violence. You also chose Doylestown, Pennsylvania. Why was that?
We wanted to stop in Pennsylvania, and we were working with Moms Demand and Ceasefire Pennsylvania. And you know, Pennsylvania is an important state to me because of the strong hunting culture of Pennsylvania. And we wanted to send a message to that state that, you know, nothing that we are trying to accomplish implicates the Second Amendment or affects the rights of hunters. And, you know, we're not looking to infringe upon people's ability to hunt. We're just trying to make our country safer. And the common sense measures that are being proposed, that are being fought for in Congress, respect the Second Amendment as it's been interpreted by the Supreme Court and won't impact the ability of hunters to go out and enjoy what you know, has been enjoyed in Pennsylvania for generations.
Finally, Monty Frank, you had you're called Team 26, but you had more than 26 riders this time around. Is that right?
That's right. Omar Samaha rode with us. His sister Rima was killed in French class in Virginia Tech. We also had Tommy Fadul, who is Omar's cousin. So Rima was his cousin as well. Very tight family. And, you know, and that's the other thing. You talk about the statistics, 30,000 gun deaths since Sandy Hook. But behind each death is a brother, a sister, a father, you know, a crushed community, dreams that are lost. I mean, Rima, Omar was telling me Rima was a 4.0 student at Virginia Tech. She studied ballet and contemporary dance, and she had dreams, and those dreams were shattered because a gunman decided one day that he was going to do some damage. And so, you know, we need to take steps to reduce that risk.
Hey, congratulations on the ride, and glad everything cooperated with you, and good luck for next year.
Thank you. Hopefully next year we'll be back doing a celebratory ride.
All right, Monty, take care.
Thank you.